Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Limits, finish up the showdown. We're ready. Bob against me against Bob, Paul against Bob, Bob against Paul, Ball against me, and me against Paul.
So, a lot of movement in the NBA. What a surprise there. As Paul George, how about the Warriors offered a package that included Kuminga? There was thoughts about will they bring Klay Thompson back or move off of him? So, Paul George goes to the Clippers, not the Clippers, from the Clippers to the 76ers, and Bronny ends up with the family affair with the Lakers. Some of the other moves that are going on, Klay Thompson's a free agent. Well, just I know Pop loves the NBA, so I wanted to bring it up. What are the biggest NBA takeaways that you have at the moment, Bob, as Chris Paul goes to San Antonio and will play with Victor Wembanyama next season as well?
First of all, Paul George is a waste of money going to 76ers. In my view, that's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't won. He's been in position to win. Good player, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't have made that move. Klay Thompson will end up in L.A. with the Lakers. That's my natural fit, I think, for them. LeBron James is going to take less money to be with his son. I don't like the fact that they had to pick his son in an effort to keep him there. That doesn't seem like the way to go. But, hey, bottom line is they're trying to give him an opportunity to play with his son 1 year, whatever the case may be, and still be a contending team. So if he takes less money and they can bring in Klay Thompson, it helps them. But overall, I was hoping, really, really, really hoping that the Boston Celtics would take Bronny one pick ahead of the Lakers and see what would have happened.
That would have been great. My take on this is Paul George is 34 years old and you're going to pay him $200 million. He's never won anything. They're out of their minds in Philadelphia. They're not going to win. Clippers signed James Harden to all
that money.
He's
never going to win either.
He's never going to win. But the Knicks, how about the New York Knicks and what they're doing all of a sudden? They have the entire Villanova national championship team, one of them anyway. And they're making other additions.
Brought in
here.
Mikal Bridges now. Yeah. The whole thing is Villanova.
To me, that's fun. And that's great. But my favorite basketball game from the weekend was Caitlin Clark beating Diana Taurasi. That was fun to watch. I never thought I'd be this into the NBA. I absolutely love it, Paul. The WNBA, I should say. Your thoughts on any of this?
Paul George is a classic example of a guy who give you a lot of stats and really doesn't contribute to winning much.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that people, forget is that over the last 5 years, he's played more than 60 games once in 5 years. I mean, he's a guy who takes load management to a completely another level of...
Well, it's a good thing he's with Embiid, who never gets hurt.
You got those two guys. I don't think the Sixers made themselves any better. I don't think they made themselves any closer, got themselves any closer to being able to beat the Celtics or the Knicks, for that matter. I hate that deal. My thing with LeBron James as a kid is this. Number one, if I was the Pacers, I had 3 second-round picks. You better believe I would be taking. I would have taken Bronny James and said, "Okay, what are you going to give me for him? Because you want him." And there's enormous pressure from LeBron to get him.
Yeah.
So they probably would be willing to give you something more than he's worth. Like I would say, I tell you what, I'll give you Bronny James for your first round pick next year, and they would almost have to do that.
That's what I thought Boston should have done. They were one pick ahead of him.
Why not? So there's that. The other thing is the discussion is so disingenuous. Among these LeBron James, you know, wonks who are out there. Okay, first of all, let me preface this by saying I'm a LeBron James guy. I love LeBron. I think again, he's the second best player in the history of the NBA behind Michael Jordan. And the bottom line is I love LeBron, but these people that you know, like Adrian Woj or whatever his name is, who basically have to carry the water for Team LeBron. Because they rely on all of the information that comes from his agents and his agency and all the other stuff. You know, Stephen A. Smith trying to explain to us all, Ryan Clark even got in on the discussion, how that wasn't an example of nepotism. It's just stupid. Why, Joe, let me ask you this. Why, when did we become this society that's so afraid just to say what the truth and the reality is of things? Like, why do we have to try and spin everything? My thing is this. It's 100% nepotism. 100%, you know, LeBron James taking care of his kid. But LeBron James has earned the right to do that. He's earned that shot, so okay. But why are we so afraid to call it nepotism? Call it what it is. I can call it what it is and say I don't have a problem with it because you know what? It's a second round pick. You look at most of the second round picks. They're guys they're going to stuff on the G League or send to Europe anyway. So who cares?
But they could have taken him as an undrafted free agent, right. Much like you know the guy from Pitt went, right, Blake Hinson.
Right, but I guess you know this way. They have other options that they can do different things with him. But either way, my point is. It's 100% nepotism. It's 100% LeBron James taking care of his kid. It's 100% that the Lakers bowing down to LeBron. Yes, it is. By the same token, he's earned it. I mean, there are certain people in life and all walks of life, they get to a point where, yeah, they've earned it. So, you know, and his value to the Lakers, obviously, they're willing to say, we're going to hire your podcast partner as your coach.
Right.
And we're going to draft your kid. Listen. If you're LeBron James, you've earned that. But don't insult my intelligence with these nonsensical screeds about how this isn't nepotism or I don't want to hear about nepotism. Give me a break, please.
But how do you honestly evaluate a GM like a Rob Pelinka if he's not making the calls on any of this? You know, that's my only take about with and it's not just him, but it's a lot of teams in the NBA that they want to put together their
and
assembled.
Not everybody would exercise that power. Just because LeBron can doesn't mean that he's doing right by that franchise. They just hired a coach whose only experience was at fourth grade.
Right.
So he's definitely earned the right, but that doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do for the good of that franchise. All right. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, let's talk Pirates. We'll be updating you on hockey. We spent most of the show on hockey, but the Pirates had a weekend that still leaves them on the outs here and with a lot of doubts here. And the trade deadline's coming up. The GM spoke. Let's hear what Ben Cherington had to say. All of that coming up. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And then we'll have a rousing rendition of Tex in the City. If you missed it off the top, our friend Austin Bechtold, City Limits, has been named the official producer of this show. It was nepotism. Bob got him the job.
Thanks,
Paul,
Bob.
Do you agree with that?
What?
That nepotism got City Limits this job? Bob's nepotism? Bob's connections got City Limits the job?
Well, Bob, I thought it was Lanny Fratteri. Isn't he one of these Waynesburg
guys?
Might
be. Could be Lanny.
Aren't
you
a Waynesburg
guy? Lanny. I am, yeah.
Yeah, it was Lanny's, because, you know, Donnie Football, him, Greg Finley. There's a whole bunch of those guys.
Callis, that's right. Now, we congratulate you, City Limits. You earned it the good old-fashioned way with hard work, and you're very
That's
good
what
at what
takes.
You do.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Honored to be here.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.